love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
My shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, Fantasy Football Hustler, back at ya. Woo! Week 14 has been a doozy so far. I'm very curious if you guys need a Monday night miracle. Throw it in the chat. We got the Cowboys and the Bengals game. Man, when I need a Monday night miracle, I get real nervous about when it comes to the Bengals. Anybody have PTSD about the Bengals and the Bills a couple years ago? All right, let's see who's up in here so far. And we already got some peeps on Rumble, Johnny on Rumble, Mobin on Rumble, what up, what up? Corey on Rumble, what up? Let's see, Daniel Berry, what up? Zeb on Facebook, what up? He said, went to the Rams-Bills game, crazy game. Bro, I can only imagine that game was insanity. That was awesome, man. Was that, dude, that might have been the game of the year. Like so far, like legit, just the crazy back and forth action the entire game. I mean, shit, Josh Allen scored 6 touchdowns. He killed it. In our dynasty leagues, he got like 77 points or some shit like that. Insane. King D, shout out to the LBC. And look, Noble in the house. What up?
Look at my new pin.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got to move this out of the way. There we go. Look at Noble's pin there. He's repping the Heisman crew. There we go. Repping the Heisman crew. All right. Go ahead, bud. Yeah, Noble's getting crazy. Noble's getting crazy. All right. Trone, what up? What's going down, bro? Mobin said doozy's an understatement, was a must win for the playoffs in one of my leagues. Played against Addison, Puka, and Shakir Cooked. Man. Yeah, that shit, that sucks. Like, that's bad luck. Like, fuck, man. Like, you want to hear some bad luck? Already fucking shout out to Crispy, you motherfucker. Like, already in a league where I'm experiencing such bad luck, I play like the highest scoring team in a must-win week, and the breeze goes out. Man, sucks. Pissed off, man. about that time. Time to smoke for fucking Crispy kicking my ass in our 14-team league. I don't know how. He's the one that I played twice. Only person that I played twice happens to be the guy who I play on the first week of the season, and that is Crispy. That is bullshit. He beat me twice and scored damn near the highest points of the league both times that I played him. Sucks, man. Screw you, Crispy. And shout out to everyone watching on Rumble. We got a handful of people watching on Rumble. more than on YouTube and everywhere else now. So thanks, peeps, for showing love on Rumble. Hit that subscribe button so you get access to all the emojis on Rumble as well. And of course, that only made the playoffs in one league out of four. Damn, bro, that's rough luck. We got to get you into a few more next year, is what it is. It's really what we got to do, because you had some bad luck along the way too, man, and some bullshit, dude. Crispy said, "Bring the hate, you motherfucker." Fucking Crispy. And Trone said, I held the Broncos through their bye week. Would you drop the Broncos for the Ravens D versus the Giants or Commandos versus the Saints with no Derek Carr? Shit. It's probably going to be the Commandos versus the Saints with no Derek Carr for sure. Yeah, I'll go through some of the news here before we get to some of the studs and duds for week 14. Hey, shout out to Derek. What up, bro? You the man. Everyone hopped over. Everyone's pretty much on Rumble right now, Derek. Just a heads up. And yeah, man, drive safe. Drive safe out there, bro. Will said, who do you like out of McLaughlin or Javonte if you had to pick? I mean, I guess Javonte, but I really don't like picking either one of those guys. I really don't. And let me see. Mo Ben said exactly what happened to me. Must win your highest scoring team. Roll up one for both of us. I mean, it sucks. And like, that's part of like the bad luck of fantasy, because like, if you have a schedule where you are in like the top three of points against in your league, you're already set up for like failure in that league. And it's not like, it almost doesn't matter what you do. Like in this league that I'm talking about, where Crispy beat me, 14 team league, I have the most points out of everybody through week 13. I don't know how it is after week 14, how that's shaping out, but yeah, I'm not even going to make the playoffs because of the schedule. I have the second most points against. And it was like every single week people were putting up their highest score like on me, and like, it sucks. And this is a 14 teamer fucking deep league, and like, man, ridiculous. And Corey said, yeah, I don't mean any hate or blame on you, bro. Literally the best, and probably helped me win most games. I just figure out the solution on how to fix this going forward. Well, a lot of it, what it is, Corey, I'll tell you, man, I mean, it's the style of league. Like 10 man leagues, the one reason why I hate 10 man leagues now, and I don't even know if you play in a 10 man league or not, but the reason why I hate 10 man leagues is because all 10 teams are usually stacked. Unless someone sucks, you know, like literally just like don't know what they're doing, they've never played before, like ever. But outside of that, it's like there's so much information. It's like every team in a 10 man league is good. And like, here's another thing that sucks, that the one where you have three bench spots, the reason why that sucks is because you have to drop good players to be able to like pick up other players to like start in a week like that. So, you know, like, I mean, just a few things. Like I'm going to be changing things around in some of the leagues this year as well. And I know, I think in one of the leagues, did you beat me or I beat you or like something happened like that, right? This week. Shout out to Frank. What up? What up? And Giants said, I need 35 from Akeem Davis Gaither to beat out Crispy for the last playoff spot in the 24. Godspeed. Godspeed. And CB Dizzle, how much do you think Overshown and CD will score together? I mean, I don't know what defense you're playing with. If it's IDP 1-2-3 scoring, I mean, shit, Overshown's good for like 12 to 25 points somewhere in there. And then CD, I mean, shit, he's good for 15 to 20 easily. Probably 15 to 25. And Corey said, two of my leagues are regular PPR 12 team leagues. Yeah, I mean, and see, and even, I mean, even then, it's like, that's why I really like the IDP leagues, because it does separate, you know, like, and even in a 12 team league, if it's only like seven starters, you know, just like default, you know, style scoring, it's like, man, like everybody can put together like a decent lineup like every single week. And it's like the less spots that you have, the easier it is for everybody to compete, you know? So it's like, man, if you, you know, you get into a league where it's like the spots are raised, you know, more skill actually comes into play because you have to actually fill all of those spots on a weekly basis and, you know, just all that kind of stuff. CB Diz, I made the playoffs in 1-3, but all my teams are stacked. I just got unlucky each week. And seeing that, that's what sucks. Like that happens. And that's the reason why I play in like 40 leagues is because of like trying to outrun like the bullshit bad luck of fantasy football. Cause like I haven't gone through all of my teams yet. But yeah, I mean, I know, especially in this week 14, I know I had some bullshit, you know, happen in a few leagues. That's for sure. And Will said I lost my second week this week, and both times I lost, I scored second highest points. Lost to the highest scoring team. It happens. Yeah, sucks, man. Hey, shout out to Jamie. What up, bro? And Frank said, Hess, I had 205 more points scored on me this season than any other team. I mean, that, you know, like that's the algorithm fucking you. And it's not fun because there's literally nothing that you could do, because even if you score the highest points, if everybody every week is putting up like damn near the highest score, like it makes it so hard to compete. So hard to compete. And Frank said, then the playoffs started this week. But in my opinion, they should start week 14. Nah, I mean, ever since they changed it to a 17-game schedule, like, and bye weeks happen in week 14, I don't agree with that. Like, week 15 should be the start. Should be week 15, 16, 17, in my opinion. And everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but, like, it would be so shitty if you played the first week of the playoffs and you were missing, like, half of your team because of the bye week. Like, that would suck. And I know, like, you know, the argument to that is, well, just don't draft any of those guys. But, like, that's kind of, like, now we're talking about, even if that was the argument, it's like, whatever six... What's 6 divided by 32? I mean, that's 19% of the NFL teams that had a bye week in week 14. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So we have to evolve with stuff. That's really what it's all about. Yeah, Will, 3 bench spots is gross, for sure. For sure. And he's like, I can't have Chase score 64.11 and if he scores less, I'll get the 101. Okay. And I need Giannti bags out and CMC and Brooks in that league. Okay. And Corey said, what's the minimum I should be playing in to outrun the bad luck? I think about 10, because I know for the longest time I was playing in 3-4. And like I started playing fantasy football in 2006, but 2006 and 2007, I only played in one league each of those years. And then it was like 2008, I bumped it up to 2. And then I did not play in 2009 because I was in jail during the football season. It was bullshit, at least a big portion of it. And then 2010, I was in 3 leagues and I won 1. And then 2011, 3 leagues also. And then I think it was, yeah, actually, I was in 3 leagues from 2010 all the way till 2014. And in 2014, I made the championship in all 3 leagues, and I lost the championship in all 3 leagues. And that was like, I was so sad. I would like, if you make it to 3 championships, you're at least 1 and you're okay, even if you lose 2. But like I made it to 3 championships and I lost 3 championships in 2014. And man, it still hurts to this day. And ever since then, every single year, I've been getting into more leagues. This is the first year ever that I didn't get into more leagues than what I was the year before. This is the first year, very first year. And Toyota One, what up, what up? Who's ready for some Christmas? Doing some online shopping. There we go. So who likes shopping? Not this guy. So funny. And Corey said, you know, that same league with the 3 bench spots league have the ridiculous bonus, the 40 yard touchdown is 10 points. Damn it. Yeah. Seeing like that makes it to where, you know, the wonkier the bonuses, like that's like, you know, like in it, you've seen the bonuses in my league, Corey. It's like if you get a 40-yard pass or 40-yard reception, it's like 1 extra point. You know, like that's like nothing. I mean, you know, if you win or lose by 1 point, like then that made all the difference. But, you know, adding a little bonus of like a little, you know, cherry on top, I feel for it. But like, dude, 10 points on a 4-point play, like that's ridiculous. Like on mine, you know, yeah, it makes it from a 4-point play on the yardage to like 5 points, you know, like you get one extra point for those, for that. But like, yeah, that's crazy, man. Like 10 points on a 40-yard play. That is nuts. And let's see. Frank said, wait, typo. I agree. Push it to week 15 since as we, oh, 18. Okay. Play most teams, rest our starters last game. Well, see, here's the difference also. Like, I have a counter argument to that as well. So, week 18, there, I would say now, ever since they changed the playoff structure to where it's 7 teams per conference instead of 6 teams per conference, I feel like less starters get rested. And it's because now there's only one bye week team. If you, you know, if you're not that number one, you don't get that bye week. That's like, you know, like you're still, you're competing for a spot or whatever. You know, it's not like before, like if you had like a 2-game lead and you're like locked in at the number one seed, you might, you know, you might like let it go. Like right now, I think there's a 2-game difference between Buffalo and KC, but like, KC loses a game, Buffalo's in there, and there's only a 1-game difference. Buffalo still beat KC. So, like, KC, unless they have multiple win, you know, multiple wins over Buffalo, they couldn't even sit their starters all the way up until week 18, if you think about that. Like, why would they, you know? Maybe they sit them at halftime or something like that, you know? Like, maybe that could happen. But yeah, it's not like it was before. It, changing it to 17 games plus adding, I think the best thing was adding that 7th playoff team per conference, because, and changing it to only one bye week team, that makes it better because we get 2 extra games out of it for the playoffs. So that's even like that, even mo better. Hey, Toker1J on Patreon. He said, I'm going to the playoffs in 3, possibly 4 or 5, because 2 are undecided as of yet. Ooh, Monday Night Miracles. Monday Night Miracles. Here we go. And let's see. King D in need of a combined 40 points from Burrow, Higgins, and Jamar Chase and Brown can't get more. Oh, and Jamar Chase and Brown can't get more than 34 points. Interesting. We'll sit in 42 leagues this year, not all money leagues, though. Yep, yep. In order to get the last playoff spot. Oh, okay. Okay. There we go. What up, Chewy? He said, I made the playoffs by 15.2 points, points four, and I barely snuck in. Hopefully Burrow doesn't have an Allen night tonight. Okay. So not all the way in, and I mean, unless he has some insane game. And then Jamie, what do you think about the top 5 teams make the playoffs by record? Then the 6th seed is the highest scoring outside those top 5 teams. I mean, I've heard things like that. I still feel like the head-to-head records need to come into play. Like, and I know they are for like most of them, but like, yeah, I don't know. It's, I wouldn't do it, but it's not a horrible thing. Like, that's for sure. And Justin, what up? He said, gee, what a comeback. He said, from the beginning of the season, currently 4th. Nice, nice, nice. Yeah, didn't you say you were like 1-4 or 1-5 or something and then turned it all the way around? Nice, dude. And let's see, what'd Corey say? I was at a 75% chance to win. He had Josh Allen, fuck, and Shakir. Ouch. Ouch. Yeah, seeing like, yeah, that sucks. And like, how were you the lucky one, you know, to play the guy? I mean, I played Josh Allen, and but I guess what sucked, the more leagues you play in, the more bullshit you'll run into as well. Like, that's like another thing, because it's like the bullshit percentage stays the same, but the more that you have, you know, that percentage equals more and more teams. Because yeah, I know for a fact there was multiple teams that I went against with Josh Allen that knocked me out of the playoffs like yesterday too. And yeah, it sucks, dude. Like, it's I mean, that's why we love fantasy football, but that's also why we hate fantasy football. Like, it's awesome. Like, I had Josh Allen in multiple teams, you know, yesterday, and won because of it. And like, but yeah, the flip side is going against Josh Allen. Like, it fucking sucks, man. It fucking sucks. And Toyota won Monday Night Football Miracle. Needs CD and Ferguson to get me a win. Needs, let me see, points to win in the 32. So wait, so how many points do you need? Do you need 32 or are you saying in the 32? But here we go.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah, and I'm going to, so I don't think we're going to do, I don't even know if Crispy's still watching, but I got to let him know right now. We're not doing no best ball recap this week. Because I'm going to be getting ready for the playoffs. Because there's going to be like 400 and something playoff teams. All right. And Chewy, did you hear Jonathan Brooks re-tore his ACL? Bro, I said it when it happened. Jamie can attest. Jamie was here fucking on the stream with me. And I was like, bro, that's going to be so fucked up if Jonathan Brooks re-tore his ACL right there on that non-contact injury while he's kind of just cutting going to the left. Why did they even have him playing, man? That's so fucking stupid. Like, you already know what you have in this kid, and he's not, he's still not all the way fucking, he was still not all the way right. Like, that was, it was so fucking dumb, dude. So fucking dumb. I feel sorry for him, because, yeah, that's some bullshit, man. That's some fucking bullshit, dude. Bad luck. That fucking really bad luck, dude. Yeah. Jamie said, yeah, Brooks is going to be done for a long time. Dude, and it's happening in December. In December, like, fuck, man. Like, what if he doesn't play at all, like, next year? You know? Like, at all. I mean, this is 2 years of back-to-back ACLs now, right? Like, I mean, it'd almost be better for him to sit out the entire year and just go through the extra rehab to make sure that he could be good for year fucking three. Yeah, dude, that shit sucks, man. Fuck yeah, dude, it sucks big time, man. That's shitty. Shitty. Well, we'll pour one out for him, man, because, yeah, it's fucked up, dude. It's fucked up. Hey, Marco Panther doing Panther things. Oh, Toyota won 34 points in the 32. Okay. And yeah, so I'm going to be going and marking down all the playoff teams on the spreadsheet that I have. And everybody just remember, it is going to be, it's going to be, if you're in the top four in your division, after it's all said and done, don't look until... So I'm not going to start marking down teams until starting Thursday because of what's it called? So high right now because of stat corrections. Couldn't think of the word because I want to make sure that there's no stat corrections that change anything around. Because I've already seen it where, like, Crispy gets pictures on Tuesday and then the next week I'll see it. And, like, a stat correction happened somewhere to where someone's record was different than it was the week before. Because, yeah, I've seen that happen a couple times where someone had, like, two losses or whatever, you know, and then a stat correction happened, and then they only had one loss the next week. And let's see. Toyota 1 said 34 points in the 32. Okay. And Johnny said, I'd love 32 points from CD and Ferg. That could save me for not having to find a replacement for Lad. Okay, yeah. Everybody. Hey, hey, Noble back to say what up. And Crispy, it's RG3 all over again. The Redskins jacked him up. Yes. Yeah. And Chewy, remember what trade I had with him this year? What was it? Oh, Stevenson. Oh, you traded. What was it, Chewy? What was the trade? I don't remember. I had high hopes for Brooks this year too. Also traded him for Downs and Harris. Okay. Yeah. Chef Ran, I'm an idiot. Started Levi's, lost by 2 points. Would have won the number one seed. Now I'm tied for number two. Well, who is the I remember you had JD5 out though, right? So it's like you had to play like a shitty option at QB, right? Fantasy dog, what up? What's going down? Everybody hit the like button wherever you are. Well said, Panthers knew what they were doing. Signing Hubbard, they saw the future. Yeah, they already knew that he wasn't that. They needed Chuba to stay there for like another year or two at least. Yeah, they knew that Jonathan Brooks, fragile man. But we already knew that he was fragile coming in. Like, that's the thing. Like, if he didn't have any like health issues or whatever, he might have been a first round pick, right? RG3 again. Yeah, man, fucking ridiculous. Jeff Rand said Puka scored 35 for me, but I was playing against Stafford, so they kind of cancel each other out. Jeff Rand was Levi's arrest, basically. I could have picked up Goff on Thursday. Ooh, okay. Yeah, because Russ didn't do anything, right? Like, I don't know what the difference was between like Russ and Levi's. I mean, Russ had 20. Shit, Levi's had 6. Never mind. That's still a huge difference. That was an ugly ass game for Russ too. Can't believe they even got to 24 points. Marco said drafted to bust. Yeah, it sucks, man. Hey, shout out to Devo on Rumble. What up, bro? Smoking it up. Stay smoking, choking, rolling blunt. Wrong one. Stay smoking, choking, rolling blunt. And Fantasy Dog Strong, good call on why Brooks was playing. Yeah, they're dumb though, man. Especially these rookies, their money's guaranteed anyways. Why force them out there in like a bad situation? My deepest condolences. You got drafted by the Panthers. Look at Jonathan Mingo, another person who went over there to die. Yeah, their second round draft picks the last 2 years have not been good because Brooks was second rounder, right? Second round, 46. Yeah, so. And that the fucking Mingo, that's 2 years in a row. Mingo last year, Brooks this year, both of them busting for the NFL. And Mingo not busting because of injury, just busting because of the team in general. And Fantasy Dogs, I like this channel because the Hustler always reminds me to toke it up. Let's go.
All right, fire them up.
Hits from the bone. Let's get one more here, and then I got the and what up, Toker One on Patreon. I got all the news pulled up here. I'll read out the news. I'm probably going to go live for Monday Night Football tonight, guys, probably just for the first half. And really, it's only because I want to see what that Simpsons shit is all about. You guys hear about that? How it's like a Simpsons, like, it's like what they did for Toy Story last year, you know, where they had the characters fucking being the players on the field or whatever. And this year it's with the Simpsons, and it's tonight. So they must have got the technology worked out from last year, because last year it was kind of a little bit of a shit show. Things were getting stuck, delays and all types of shit. But yeah. Corey says the Simpsons on cable. I don't think so. I think it's only on Disney Plus. Let me go check. Let's see. Simpsons NFL game on cable. It'll be on ESPN Plus, Disney Plus, or NFL Plus. So one of those three. And Will said they couldn't flex the game because of the Simpsons thing. They wanted to. Well, they don't flex Monday night. They don't. Do they flex Monday night football games? I thought they only flex the Sunday night football games because it's a totally different timetable. And don't forget about Get too, where she can catch the ball. Yeah, I mean, Leggett's looked a million times better than Mingo, though. I mean, for what it's worth, you know. And yeah, and then Leggett, what'd they get him at? I can't remember. Did they get him at the 33 or the 32? Was he a first rounder or the first pick in the second round? I can't remember. But yeah, he's been a disappointment as well. That's for sure. And someone getting some squares here. Let me mark these down real quick. All right. Yeah. Don't forget, guys, if you want to get some squares, let me know. it's a little bit more than half the board. That's full right now. It is the Cowboys-Bengals game. Both teams' defenses have been pretty suspect, so I bet we get some good games going. I bet we do. All right, so let's see. Here we go with some of the news. Oh, shit, Big Tons, what up, bro? Said, guess who's back? Back again. Hey, bro, are you back for good now? Or are you just are you just messaging on like the, you know, hour or whatever, a couple hours that you have time to do that? Let me know, bro. I've been making sure that your teams are good. Crispy's been helping too, because it's hard for me to keep up with everything. And oh, nice. All right. Hey, good shit, Big Tons. Good. Glad to hear it, bro. Glad to hear it. And hey, come over to Rumble, dude, because fuck YouTube, man. They took our monetization away again. So I'm getting everybody over on Rumble. More people watching on Rumble, I think, right now than YouTube and stuff. The link is in the pinned chat. But yeah, good shit, Big Tons. Glad to hear that you're back, bro. Glad to hear it. And Corey said, can you give us a sneak peek on who's the top guys on waiver is going to be for the RBs and wide receivers? Fuck, man. Like, that's like really hard to even gauge right now. Like, I know probably Patrick Taylor is going to be one of them. I mean, they said that Guarendo's day to day, but I mean, I'm sure people are going to be making moves just in case. Let me look here. Shit, Isaiah Davis, if you guys missed the boat on him last week, for sure. Quentin Johnston, man, after that game, I bet, like, for everybody who dropped him, like, they're going to be trying to get him back. Let's see. Kind of tough. I bet a guy like Gus Edwards, who is dropped in places. Yeah, Sincere. SMC. McCormick. Yep. Yep. Jamie said Patrick Taylor would be picked up. Yeah, I feel like he's got to be number one, right? Because of Guarendo and his injury. I don't even know who they play like this week, but it's, you know, it's next man up season is what it is. So if there's like an injury, like those next man up are going to be the ones. All right, Derek made it back. Let's get ready to smoke it up. All right, let's see. They play the Rams. Okay. All right. Chef Rand said, any news on Bucky? Let's see here. So let me just, how about all the news real quick? Let's just run through this, see if there's anything, any viable people to talk about. Nick Bosa, Trent Williams still being evaluated day to day. No clear signs whether they'll be back this week. Isaac Guarendo has a foot sprain. He'll be day to day this week. He's got a shot, quote unquote, is what they say, to play on Thursday. Doubt it. Let's see. Oh, shit. Cowboys are sending Zach Martin and Josh Butler. I don't know who the hell Josh Butler is. At the injury reserve, but, I mean, not good with Zach Martin. Javon Bullard is week to week if you guys are playing him. Aiden O'Connell suffered a bone bruise in his knee. MRI coming back this morning. They say he's not ruled out for Monday's game yet. Damn, what? Rizzy said there could be a chance that Carr could start this week despite not practicing. Interesting. Big Ten said, I'm heading to St. George for some more self-work, but I have communication. Perfect, man. Perfect. So you're not going to be separated from the world. Good shit, bro. I hope things are going better. Hope things are going better for you. Let's see. Stephon Gilmore, they said he did some work this morning, but no real updates as far as availability. If you guys just jumped in, Jonathan Brooks out for the season, torn ACL. Yeah, and Derek Carr was a fracture to his non-throwing hand. I guess that's why he could play, because it was his non-throwing hand. Let's see. Cowboys are optimistic that rookie Tyler Guyton and Diggs will be active tonight. Okay. Damn, Cedric Tillman still in concussion protocol. Texans have designated Christian Harris to return to practice from the IR. Kevin Stefanski rules out JOK, a.k.a. Joker, for this week, but won't go beyond that. Winston will start week 15 against the Chiefs. Sean McVay says, we'll see whether Tyler Higbee will return this week. Okay, here we go, Bucky. Todd Bowles says that rookie Bucky Irving's back has tightened up his availability against the Chargers. Will depend on if they can get his back to loosen up. That doesn't sound too promising. It sucks. A shit matchup as well versus the Chargers. Oh, shit. DeMarcus Robinson suffered an AC sprain. Sean McVay says he hopes that doesn't affect his status for Thursday. Okay. I think that might be it. That is it. Okay. Derek said, we're about to get blown out tonight. I mean, that's what you want, though, right? That's what you want, though, right, as a Cowboys fan. Better draft pick. Toker once I've unsubscribed on YouTube. Well, I mean, you can still subscribe because that still supports. But if you're talking about like trying to get the refund on the membership, like, yeah, like do that. Cause you know, YouTube jacked that money anyways. Yeah. Derek, Jonathan Brooks tore his ACL again. It was on a non-contact, rushing play. And I said it at the time, like, man, it's going to suck if he re-tore his ACL. Cause I swear, man, it is always all the fucking non-contact. And CB Dizzle said on Rumble said you're streaming all the way through Thursday night. No. I'm streaming for like 20 more minutes and I'm getting out of here. We're about to pull up, this part up here. We'll go through some of the studs and duds. Like for Josh Allen, the Stallion, woo!
Wild Stallion!
Dude, like, man, talk about fucking crazy-ass line. 22 for 37, 342, and three touchdowns. And then 10 for 82 on the ground and three more touchdowns. He killed it, dude. If you guys have Josh Allen, we love it. It went against him. Fucking hate it. He either beat you or he won it for you, or I mean you were just one of the other teams that wasn't involved with that game, but damn. And Derek said, what happened on YouTube now? Man, they demonetized me again. I don't even know what the fuck's going on. I can't, I can reapply in May, in March, they said, 3 months from now. But yeah, it's some bullshit, man. That's why I didn't stream for a couple days. I was just pissed and dealing with the car issue again. Like, man, so fucking annoying, dude. So I bought Call of Duty and I just started shooting some people. That's what happened. Playing some zombie mode. Who plays Call of Duty out there? I want to team up with someone in the zombies. I don't want to team up with any random fucking fucking people that are out there. Yep. Yep. So I want people to go to Rumble and subscribe as a member on Rumble, because on Rumble, the channel gets 100% of the $5 that you guys send through Rumble. When you guys send $5 through YouTube, they take half of it. And Rumble, I mean, they're just like any other streaming company out there. Like, your money is definitely coming to me when you put that $5 on there, because let me see who are all the members over there right now. Because I can see it. And it is so Crispy. He was the first one who signed up over there. Crispy, you're the man. This was like back in January, first when we first started this. Crispy's actually subscribed on all three Rumble channels that I have. You're the man, Crispy. And Sean is subscribed over there. Toyota One subscribed over there. Toker One J is subscribed over there. And Corey is subscribed over there. So I appreciate you guys. Everyone who's subscribed on Rumble gets 20 entries into the raffle for that $5. And Derek saluting on Twitch. You the man. And Sean's on Twitch. He said, Charbonnet was my stud. He killed it. He killed it. We're gonna get him over there. And yeah, he said also Rome for whoever needed to start him. Hell yeah. All right, let's see. And Derek, yes, you can still do Twitch through Prime. Everybody who has Prime, please do that on Twitch, because it's free for you, and the show gets a kickback for everybody who subscribes with Amazon Prime. And then don't forget, guys, I got the playoff redemption leagues going down. I'm filling up the spots right now. $20 buy-ins, $35 buy-ins, $55 buy-ins. Go. And Fantasy Dog said, wow, Dallas could get a first pick with the package draft and Sanders, hire Sanders as a head coach. Man, they're not gonna Deion's probably not gonna want to be a head not gonna want to be a coach for the Cowboys. I doubt it. And Quincy, what up, what up? I got the Broncos defense, the Titans, and Kyren. Would you drop the Titans defense, pick up Corum, or keep both? I'd probably do that. Yeah, I mean, you got them coming back. You got the Broncos coming back next week. I'm probably going that way. All right. And what'd CB Dizzle say? I got the Cowboys 27-23. Mark my words. Oh, okay. All right. You hear that, Derek? What would you think if the Cowboys won 27-3 tonight? Okay. Now, who else killed it for us? Jalen Hurts. We know he killed it with his three touchdowns. Look at this. So only 100 yards passing. So crazy. 60 yards rushing. Burrow. What the hell? Why did they even have him on there? There we go. Hold on. That's why things are fucked up. I meant Darnold. Dude. 5 touchdowns for Darnold. He killed it. He killed it. Atlanta, you must stream your quarterbacks against Atlanta. Goff, woo, 283-3. Tua did what he was supposed to do, 331-2. There's Jalen Hurts. Purdy. Can't believe Purdy whooped on the Bears the way that they did. Can't believe that. And Ashish, what up? Said, how about Doink? How about that Doink for the division? I sat Darnold over Tua. Oh, man, damn it. Well, I mean, what was the difference in points? I mean, this is... Let me see. What was the difference in points? Okay, it was a little bit of a difference. It's like, what was that, like 17? Like 17-point difference? Texas has any 10 points tonight from Brandon Cooks to be undefeated for the year in the wafers 27. So close, only one game from it, man. Woo, Derek, salute. And the only undefeated team in the best ball tournament. Man, it's going to be interesting. Going to be interesting. Sounds good, Fantasy Dog. And Quincy Jennings, the fucking man. Fuck Debo now. I mean, yeah, everybody's focusing on Debo. Jennings just keeps doing it. Keeps doing it. Crispy said Sharps. Man, Charbonnet killed it. Let me see. Let me get through. Who are some of the dead QBs that we had? I mean, Levi's with the 6 points. I'm going to say Kirk Cousins with 12 points. That's trash. That's trash. We're backing the truck up on Kirk. Marco said, Darnold Madison killed it for me. First time since 2018, my commission didn't make the bye week. Nice. Nice. Fuck him. Yeah, Charbonnet, number one RB on the week. And it's crazy. How about Guerrero, number two RB on the week, even being hurt? Hey, shout out to Frizzio. What up, what up? And Rashad White. Woo, I'm trying to tell you, Rashad White. I know Bucky got hurt, but Rashad White's been getting the work nonetheless. Him and Jacobs, 25 each. Kyren, Connor, Chuba, Bijan, all above 20. Let's see. Who screwed us this week at running back? Let's see. James Cook with his 5 points. That's a big fucking back up the truck. DeAndre Swift. Nick Chubb with his 7. Pacheco with his 8. It's ugly. It's ugly. Shout out to Pam. What up, Pam? Frizzell said, need Brandon Cooks to drop 25 tonight so I can win. Let's go. You and Derek, you guys just mentioned you need Brandon Cooks. Guys are in a similar boat. Crispy said, Levi's, back it up, that motherfucker. And what up, Jeff? Said, yo, Hustler, I'm up by 25 points. I got Dowdle left. My opponent has Burrow and Higgins left. Do I get the dub, make the playoffs? I don't know the scoring, but I know you got a chance. I know that much.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah! Yeah! Oh, shit. Hold on 1 second, guys. The damn car right now.
Some people smoke meth. Some people smoke crack. Some people snort coke off of Ricky's ball sack. I've tried them all. Don't get me wrong. The best high there is comes from a bong. Smoking pot a lot. I like getting stoned alone. I like vaping weed indeed. I think edibles are...
All right, perfect timing because I got to go pick up my damn car and pay this fucking $1,600 bill somehow. Jesus Christ, man. Still so pissed about that. Sorry, anybody who thinks that's blasphemous. Let's see. Who do we got who killed it for us at the wide receiver? Puka, Addison. Man, I mean, dude, Puka, 162. His total combined yards, I mean, damn near touched 180 total yards. Had the 2 touchdowns. Addison had 3 and 133, man. And Jefferson, whoo, 132 and 2. You know what's crazy? Didn't Jefferson have 0 at halftime? And finishes as the third best wide receiver on the week and took the first half off. Crazy. Tyreek, man, we were riding or dying with Tyreek in week 14. Or at least we ride again. And if we're not riding again, it's not because of Tyreek. he didn't fail us in week 14. Jennings, man, killed it. Adams, back at it, man. 26. McMillan, dude, McMillan had two big ass greasy touchdowns. Tim Patrick, oh man, he stole from everybody. Shakir killed it, 22. Waddle, I mean, no touchdowns, still ended up with 21 points, 9 receptions, 99 total yards. Cup had a good game as well. Mooney, 142 total yards, no touchdowns, but did his thing. Romy Rome, only 42 yards, but two big greasy-ass touchdowns. Great game for him. JSN, there we go, Pam, also getting 20. Had the touchdown, the crazy little spinning catch touchdown, right? Something like that. And Will said Jefferson definitely had points at halftime. I mean, whether he had a point or two, but I remember there was a point somewhere around halftime or very close to halftime where he had zero. So we could nitpick exactly what I'm saying. But yeah, he had like damn near no points at halftime. Let's see. Who sucked this week? We have to throw it in the chat. Who sucked this week that we got to talk some shit to? Let's see. I don't see anybody yet. Ah, man. Westbrook, he kind fucking sucks, man. He dropped that touchdown. That was horrible. He dropped that touchdown. He had it in both hands. It was a little high, but still should have done it. Debo, man, been killing everybody all year. Look at Debo. 4 weeks in a row of 7 points, of 6.1 points or less. Ouch. Ouch. We get Keenan Allen sucking. DJ, I want to score more of my ass. Oh, AJ Brown, man, horrible game. DK Metcalf, we knew it was going to be a bad game, but ended up being a bad game. Amon-Ra, I mean, oh, and that was David Moore a little bit earlier. This is DJ, I want to score more. He got 11 points. That's still ass. And Amon-Ra, 11 points. Ass. No, and so Derek, what it was, such bullshit, man. I don't know if you guys remember when I was talking about like all the bullshit happening with my car in like August. This is stemming from that. The problem wasn't 100% fixed with what they did. It was kind of like a Band-Aid. And now, and I would have had to get that done anyways. I'm almost positive that I would have. So that's one thing that sucks is it's the other part of what was going on. They like literally had to rebuild the ignition and fucking sucks, man. We're riding this car until the wheels fall off, man, because I cannot afford some car payment, you know, right now. Like really don't want to. Like so we got to get this car through 2025. 2026 we're probably going to get a new car, but yeah, I think it's got 180,000 miles on it, but I mean, I've kept up with everything. I mean, it's not in horrible shape. It's just like little bullshit like this that like I thought was going to be fixed with like it was the key fob. If you guys remember, that's what it was. Marco said, go to Walmart, buy some knee pads. Maybe you'll get a discount. Oh, Johnny Calvin Austin. Yeah. I mean, he was a flex guy, but yeah, I really needed him to come through big in some spots and he did a big pause. Yeah, it did not happen, you know, thankfully though. And no pause. And yeah, Derek, exactly. It was the key fob shit and like, but it was the ignition and like all along. And Toyota One said, dang, I thought it was fixed freaking mechanics. Oh man, yeah, it's some bullshit. But yeah, it is what it is, you know. We live to fight another day. And let's see, at tight ends. last spot. George Kittle. Man, sorry to anybody who I said sit George Kittle. He absolutely just took a dump all over the Bears defense, man. 21 points, 151 yards, man. Crazy. Njoku. Someone asked, and like Njoku or Kittle, and I said Njoku. At least they were the one and two, but like what a combo to have that you had a choice between the one or two. Only 4 point difference. McBride, the only two tight ends over 15 points this week. That sucks, man. Tight end scoring is just garbage. Shout out to Toker One. What up, what up? McBride, Juwan Man Johnson, Pat Freiermuth, Michael Mayer, all of a sudden, more points than Bowers. Ugh, man, look, how crazy is that? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Jonnu finished as the seventh highest scoring tight end, and he scored 0 points in four quarters. That's like really insane. That is insane. I'm going to say that again. Jonnu scored as tight end number seven. Okay. Tight end number seven. And he did not score any points in the first four quarters of the game. That's fucking crazy. And I told someone, Jonnu over Kelsey. I was right. Yeah. Yay for me. Kelsey fucking sucked. Crazy fucking week, man. Crazy fucking week. Let's see. Who are some of the IDP hitters? Whew, Yetur Gross-Moss. Yeah, he killed it. Hayward killed it. Siler. Who the hell is this? Tarshawn Awarton. Leonard Floyd killed it. Chesson killed it. Let's see. Sherwood. Whoo. Toker once said, Jonnu saved me a lot. Man, that was scary, man. That was scary. And Crispy said, I need the picks in a league. How many should I get for Mixon? Any picks in a league? How many should I get for Mixon? I would say at least three. Like, I'd be wanting two firsts for Mixon. He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. And Johnny, last thing I said before the stream today, don't worry, Johnny's gonna own OT. Whew, glad you were right, bro. Glad you were right. Said I was full of a shit, but apparently not. And Toyota One, he said James Cook, AJ Brown, Bucky, MVS, Westbrook, Kyle, Calvin, Austin. Jesus, bunch of bums out there. Let's see. Bond killed it. TJ Edwards killed it. Josie Jewell killed it. All over 30. McFadden and Ellis killed it. Jordan Brooks, man. Look at Jordan Brooks doing Jordan Brooks things. 5 points in week one. Outside of that, 13, 13, 36, 11, 17, 15, 11, 22, 23, 21, 17, 25. I fucking love Jordan Brooks, man. He is fucking IDP gold. IDP gold. And like, there's so many people who like totally wrote him off because he went to the Dolphins. Like, this guy is still a stud. He's 27 years old. He's 27 years old. He's a fucking stud. And one, two, three, four 20-point games out of the last five games. And that game that wasn't a 20-point game was 17. It's fucking awesome, man. Shout out. Shout out to Jordan Brooks. And Seahawks are so dumb for not paying him. Levante David, DeMario Davis. Let's see about the DBs. Mo Rig killed it. I fucking sat Mo Rig. Hey, look at Buddha Baker doing Buddha things. Let's look at Buddha Baker's points since week one. I love Buddha Baker. Yeah, 16, 23, 11, 25, 20, 11, 12, 23, 22, 31. Oh, he had his bye week, 0 points. 20. 12, 18, literally the only game that you ever had to sit Buddha Baker was for that fucking bye week. Outside of that, double digit points every fucking week in IDP 1, 2, 3. And let me see, how many games did he even have below 15 points? 1, 2, 3, 4. Only four games that Buddha Baker has had under 15 points. Let's see how many games he's had over 20 points. 8 games over 20 points for Buda Baker. He's the fucking man. Hell yeah. Derek said, I wrote him off. Unfortunately, I don't have him anywhere. Man, Big Bando, what up, bro? What up? And it was a very interesting week for fantasy football. That is for sure. Johnny said, I sat Mo Rig everywhere too. He had like 4 duds in a row. I know, man. Like, fuck. 4 duds in a row. Let's go see. Well, and maybe it was 3. Maybe it was since his bye week. I'll count his bye week as a dud also because I had to take him out. But yeah, look at that. I mean, 10, 9, and 5 and the bye week. Like before that, he was killing it. But yeah, those 3 weeks like seem huge in the grand scheme of things. And then 29 points all of a sudden. All of a sudden. Who does he have these next couple weeks? Atlanta, Jacksonville, New Orleans. Like, that's... Probably got to play him. And Big Bando said from 4-7 and almost dead, about to be 7-7, said everything that I needed to happen, happened. Nice. Said playoff bound. Thanks to Sharps. Let's go. Derek said I missed football this weekend. I'm so sad. Man, it was a crazy, crazy week of football. No doubt. But see, lucky you got me here, Derek, to do a little recap for you of the entire weekend, smoke weed and hang out with everybody, all in about an hour's time. So one more bowl, and then we're gonna sign off here. And don't forget, guys, the Hustler Playoff Leagues, they are back, the Playoff Redemption Leagues, and they're very affordable, $20, $35, or $55 buy-ins. They are not on League Safe anymore. So one thing that I did not realize about League Safe, so they have their what's it called, the playoff leagues, and everything's all like set up and formatted for it. But you can't do the playoffs until after the Super Bowl. And the way that I do these tournaments, it's only for the first 3 weeks. So if we did, if I did it through. If I did it through League Safe, everyone would have to wait over 2 weeks to get their money back, or to get paid out, I mean. And so I'm not gonna do it through there. So it'll be through the payments, the secured payment system that I have, and it'll be payouts through PayPal more often than not, or Zelle, if you're one of the peeps who has Zelle. And Marco said League Safe sucks anyways. Yeah, Marco's in. You can't use League Safe in Germany, can you? And I am your what's up? Nice, Derek, 29.8% THC. Let's get it. Big Bando said I'll try a $20 joint. Nice. So we got IDP and non-IDP, and then there's fast drafts and slow drafts. Message me on Sleeper, Big Bando. Derek said, thanks for the recap. Yes, sir. And what are you smoking? Mimosa Kush. Let's get it. And let me see. Johnny said, or CB Dizzle, Kamara benchable for Guerrero with Carr out. I mean, shit, we don't even know if Guerrero is really going to play yet. They said he's day-to-day, but still, we got to monitor this all week. And but, yeah, it's probably going to suck with Derek Carr out. Like, their offense probably not going to be doing a lot either way. And is Spears of Crispy says Spears a future thing? I don't know about that. Like, I mean, it really would depend on their schedule, like, as well. Yeah, I don't foresee him being a future thing. I mean, maybe like a dynasty future thing, like maybe. But this year, I mean, I don't know how much help we're gonna get out of any of our guys. CB Dizzle, he says he's good to go. They just sat him from precaution because they were steamrolling the Bears. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, that sounds good, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. It's a Thursday game too, right? Like, that's another thing that's got to give some cause to pause. Derek said, what happened to Ken Walker? Well, he didn't practice and he didn't play this week. So, yeah, he didn't play at all. He was out. So, I don't know. I don't really know what the future holds for Ken Walker as of right now. But I'm sure we'll be monitoring it. We'll be monitoring it. All right, guys, don't forget 420crew.com. You can go join for free so you can stay in the loop with the best ball tournament, all the different leagues going down, the squares, you know, everything, the shows. Go to 420crewmerch.com. Go get yourself a t-shirt. I think today's the last day for the $12.50 t-shirts. Go check those out. And what else? Just go subscribe everywhere. If you go to fantasyfootballhustler.com, you can go find the links to follow me everywhere. Just go there. Just literally go subscribe everywhere. Support the mission. Here we go. Yeah, thanks, Derek. I got to catch an Uber down there right now. Big Bando starting Mooney and Addison this week, both for sure. I mean, man, they killed it, man. They killed it for us. All right, guys. We'll see you for Monday Night Football. And we'll all check out this Simpsons football experience, whatever the hell it is. We'll see you guys there. Peace out, everybody.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the, 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 here comes the,